Delta Western has about 16 employees in Unalaska to fill up commercial vessels and sell home heating fuel. Early Sunday morning, about half of those workers walked off the job and onto a picket line with members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union.
Delta Western unfair!
Delta Western unfair!
Delta Western unfair!
Delta Western unfair!
Leo Dacia was a dock driver for Delta Western.
5 years plus, yeah.
He and his coworkers want to join the union, but Dacia alleges that the company has been trying to discourage them.
Yeah, we have a 401k, but they say that if we join the union, 401k, the company that they have, won't be dealing with us if we're union. So they're threatening to stop that.
Dacia also alleged that for months they've been harassed by their supervisor during a recent snowstorm.
He had me shoveled down at the dock where I can use an equipment, but he told me to use manual labor.
The International Longshore and Warehouse Union sent an organizer to Unalaska last week. John Breyer helped put together the walkout, and he says the union also filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board on the workers' behalf.
It's called an unfair labor practice. It's discrimination against these folks for exercising their rights to be union.
In the complaint, the union alleges that Delta Western threatened at least two pro-union workers with disciplinary action and had their work assignments changed. Breyer says that all 7 employees who walked out on Sunday morning were back at work by the end of the day. On Monday, the workers delivered a letter to Delta Western asking the company to recognize them as union members, but Breyer says the company hasn't responded to that letter yet. Delta Western's site manager in Unalaska declined to comment, and representatives from Delta Western's parent company, North Star Petroleum, weren't available on Tuesday. This isn't the first time Delta Western's employees in Unalaska have tried to unionize. In 2007, they considered joining the Teamsters, and then the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. The movement to join the ILWU went to a vote, but according to records from the National Labor Relations Board, the measure failed to get support from a majority of workers. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.